Hepatitis C is a serious liver disease. Between 3 to 4 million Americans are chronically infected. Many of them don't know they have it, and the rates are higher among the baby boomers. It can be transmitted through drug injection, sex, or via blood transfusions that took place before 1992. So this new drug is a really big deal. But the gigantic price tag attached to it is raising questions about the cost of care. Alana Gordon reports.
Paul Yeaber, a community activist, learned he had hepatitis C before it even had a name.
I was diagnosed with hepatitis non-A, non-B in 1990 as a result of a follow-up to a diagnosis of HIV and AIDS.
Hepatitis C didn't really surface in the medical community until the 90s. But it's the most common bloodborne disease in the U.S. For those who are chronically infected, complications may not surface for years or even decades. But over time, the virus eats away at the liver and may lead to severe scarring, liver disease, or cancer.
And I've seen people die, people I admire, people who were doing things with their life. And I've also seen the disastrous effects of long-term liver disease. It's a horrible way to die. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
The main treatment for hepatitis C has long involved a daily injection of a substance called interferon to be taken for about 6 months. People liken its side effects to chemo, intense fatigue, fevers, suicidal thoughts. On top of that, there's no guarantee it will clear the virus. Chances of cure range from 60 to now 80%. On the flip side, those who develop advanced liver disease may need a transplant. Yeaber, with his doctor, had ultimately decided to monitor his virus and postpone treatment, with the hopes that something better would come along. It's a strategy some in medicine refer to as warehousing, but
there was always a tape running in the background that said, you know, you're running out of time. You know what this thing's going to do to you.
Yeaber, who's 52 years old now, may soon get to hit stop on that tape. That's in part thanks to a Bucks County scientist, Mike Sophia, and more specifically to a new hepatitis C drug he co-invented called sofosbuvir.
It hit me because we were just, you know, drawing chemical structures on a piece of paper, and I looked at this one structure and I said, you know, this is the direction.
Sophia has spent the last few years zeroing in on the hepatitis C virus at a small biotech company, Pharmacet, in Princeton, New Jersey. He says one challenge that has stumped scientists for decades is how to formulate a drug so it only targets the liver without negatively affecting other parts of the body. His lab essentially figured out how to mask the drug when it's ingested and program it to only go to the liver.
And then once that drug gets to where you want it to go, this mask that's on this drug is now able to fall off because you take advantage of some property within that cell or within that organ that allows that to happen.
So once in the liver, the drug stays there and attacks the virus. This is a concept that a wave of new hepatitis C drugs still in the development pipeline are incorporating. Sophia says the introduction of sofosbuvir in December has meant that for the very first time, hepatitis C has an interferon-free treatment option. It still has to be taken with other drugs, and some strains respond better than others. But so far, it boasts fewer side effects, only needs to be taken for 3 months, and has shown cure rates surpassing 90% in phase 3 clinical trials.
That set the HCV world on fire.
What we have on our hands is possibly the greatest accomplishment, public health accomplishment of our generation with the new treatments of hepatitis C.
Dr. Stacy Truskin oversees care for several hundred hepatitis C patients at Drexel's partnership clinic.
Yeah, I think cure is our new favorite word. We don't get to say it very often.
Truskin says the development has spurred increased testing efforts. A lot of people don't know they're infected. The industry saw the drug's potential, too. Before it gained FDA approval, the drug company Gilead bought Pharmacet, a company of less than 100 people, for $11 billion. The move set in motion what some describe as one of the most successful drug launches in U.S. history. For Paul Yeaber, it set in motion the start of treatment he'd been holding out for years.
How you doing, Paul? How are you?
Okay. How are you, Anelta?
All right. So this is actually your 4-week follow-up. Mm-hmm.
On a recent morning, Yeaber takes a seat in the office of Lynelta Nobles, a pharmacist at the Jonathan Lacks Treatment Center in Philadelphia. They've known each other for a long time. Nobles reviews Yaber's labs and says she's seeing signs of success already.
But do you remember what you were before you started treatment?
No, I didn't.
At 3 million copies.
Okay.
So after 2 weeks of treatment, you actually went all the way down to less than 15 copies.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Nobles tells Yaber adherence is critical in order for the drug to work, and also because it's not cheap. She hands him a pill box containing his next month's supply of sofosbuvir, along with other drugs.
So, Paul, just so you know, just in hepatitis C medications, this is worth $60,000.
Wow.
At its retail price, the new drug is about $1,000 a pill, commonly taken once a day for 3 months in combination with another costly drug. Insurers, Medicaid agencies have been questioning the price. And some Senate leaders recently called for a congressional investigation. On the ground, many patients report having a hard time getting approved for coverage of the drug. Yaber was denied at first. Kenneth George is a pharmacist back at Drexel's Partnership Clinic.
I don't want to make the patient feel like they don't deserve to be treated with expensive medication, but I do warn the patient it is very likely that we are going to get denied.
George says from there he appeals, often with success, but not always. He also says treatment guidelines and eligibility criteria are constantly changing right now, complicating matters more. Pennsylvania's Medicaid agency requires that patients show signs of liver disease to qualify for the new treatment. Again, Dr. Stacy Truskin.
This is really a sign of the times, and there needs to be conversations that happen between the payers and the insurance companies. So as providers, we can do what we love to do, and that's to take care of the patient and give them, you know, the treatment that so many of us have been waiting so long to give them.
Whenever a product comes out and it has a very expensive price tag, it raises eyebrows.
Eric Koifel is professor of health economics at Temple University. He says Gilead is in the sweet spot right now, having earned $2 to $3 billion in sales of the drug in the first quarter alone. But drug pricing in the U.S. is based on free market principles.
So generally in this country, we pay higher prices than in other countries. We also have larger incomes than in other countries. But we also, you know, don't use all the tools necessarily we could if we really wanted to negotiate down prices. Part of the reason for that, I think, is that we value innovation here.
He says companies have more leverage to set prices if they're first to develop and patent a drug. But that encourages them to take risks to develop a product over years that may very likely fail and not get approved. Other specialty cancer drugs already cost 2, 3, 4 times more than sofosbuvir. But Koifel says the challenge with this new hepatitis C drug is that millions of people could potentially benefit from it.
So it's cost effective, but there's so many people. And the question then becomes, how are we going to pay for all that?
The drug company Gilead defends the price. It points to the long-term benefits of a short-term treatment. It's a one-time regimen that can rid a person of hepatitis C without the need for a costly liver transplant down the road. The company also stresses that existing treatments are already expensive. Koifel thinks once a new wave of drugs makes it through the pipeline, and that is expected soon, the price of sofosbuvir may go down.
No problem. Let me pick up your stuff, Paul. Do you have any other questions?
At the end of his visit with the pharmacist, Paul Yaber places that next round of expensive medicine in his backpack and heads out the door.
Thank you.
Yaber says for him, waiting all those years for the new medicine has finally paid off.
I'm now going to be living a life without the threat of death by hepatitis C.
Are you laughing because it's kind of funny to say that, like in this context, or what's going through your mind?
I'm laughing because I'm happy. I'm laughing out of joy. You know, it's like this has been a long battle.
Yaber says just the act of taking the drug has already had a positive impact. He feels younger.
You know, I get up in the morning and I kind of, you know, like everyone else, you drag yourself through the morning, you do your routine or whatever that might be. And I just kind of felt like somebody put a bigger battery in me. There was a little more pep in my step.
Yaber has 4 weeks left of treatment before he's hoping he'll be totally free of hepatitis C. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.